Today, Michelle Thomas and also Joy Ash are with us, and we're talking about the Alzheimer's Association and also the upcoming walk. So I guess, Michelle, let's start with you first. When is the Alzheimer's walk going to be?
It is going to be on November the 11th, so we are having a twofold, an Alzheimer's walk, plus we're going to honor our veterans that day.
And Michelle, I didn't even introduce you as being with the Alzheimer's Association, but you are.
Yes, I am the Senior Manager of Development for the Rutherford County.
And Joy Ash, who is also with us. Now, Joy, you are with the Crossing at Victory Station here in Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about what you do and about your services.
Well, we are the new Premier Senior Living that's opening up on the west side of Murfreesboro. We will be the largest independent living here in Rutherford County. We are very excited to be this year's presenting sponsors for the walk and work closely with Michelle Thomas, who we always have enjoyed working with.
And a great combination for sure. Alzheimer's Association, and then, of course, you and all the services that are provided or will be provided with the Crossing at Victory Station.
Yes.
Now, Michelle, what are we looking at as far as numbers of people who, let's say, are diagnosed with Alzheimer's here in Tennessee each year?
Right now, we have numbers of 120,000, and that number, it may be a little off because, unfortunately, there are people that are suffering in silence still, so we can't get a really good, clear diagnosis on some of those people. Also, sometimes doctors don't give a correct diagnosis, so the people go without knowing for a long time. So, as of right now, we have 120,000 people living with Alzheimer's.
And with Alzheimer's, I mean, you can get that fairly young, and I guess people don't fully realize that.
That is one of the biggest things that I have a problem with. I think people think, oh, I don't have to worry about that right now. But unfortunately, there are people as young as 30 that have gotten it. And,
wow.
And it takes a hold of your life really quickly, and you decline very quickly with early onsets. That's called early onsets. That's anything before 65 is diagnosed as early onset Alzheimer's.
Man, that's scary. So age 30, there's been diagnosis of that?
Yeah, we know someone in our chapter. She's in Alabama, northern Alabama, that she's been in her 30s, her early 30s with it. So, yeah.
That's so sad.
It is, because you're thinking, you're still raising kids. You have parents that may possibly have the disease as well, and so you're in that sandwich group. But then you get it yourself, and, I mean, the prognosis is not very good at that age.
Now, How close are we to finding a cure for Alzheimer's?
Well, we are definitely trying. We know more than what we did, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Our goal is by 2025, that's the Alzheimer's Association's goal, by 2025, to have some sort of treatment to slow the progression down. Unfortunately, it takes research dollars, which is why we have a walk every year to fund those research efforts.
Now, let's go back to Joy. Joy Ash with the Crossings at Victory Station. Now, Joy, when is the Crossings going to be finished again?
We are due to open in March of 2018. Also, kind of how we will work a lot with Michelle and the Alzheimer's Association is we will have a memory care. We will be the third memory care here in Rutherford County. There are definitely more that are coming along, but we will have 32 rooms that will be able to provide people with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Now, I know you're already meeting with future residents, people who are already planning to maybe sell their home and downsize or right size, however you want to phrase that, and then move in. But are you already talking to folks who maybe have a wife or a husband who already is affected by Alzheimer's?
Absolutely. I'm working with a good group of families right now that have always kept their loved ones at home just because they still want to be able to care for them. And it really decreases the spouse or the family member, their life expectancy when they are caring for a loved one in their home. So we're really trying just to educate. That's our main overall goal, is just educating families, not necessarily moving them in immediately, but educating them on how the Alzheimer's Association can help them, along with other services that we do provide here in Rutherford County.
Now, I remember looking back when my grandparents decided to sell their home, and they moved into, it was basically an apartment for seniors, and it wasn't necessarily where a nurse came to check on you every day, nothing like that. But it got to the point where my grandfather had to move out of the regular apartment and then into, it was almost a nursing home type atmosphere side, where he had to be watched over, 24/7. But my grandmother stayed put where she was. Is that kind of what we're looking at for the crossings?
It is. In our independent living, you will have that option to move over to assisted living. And then if you do need memory care, we will be able to provide that as well. We are an aging-in-place community. So what that means is that you can move in and be 100% independent and be able to stay there until the end of life. So with that independent, we will, if you are a husband and wife, we will try to keep you in the independent side as long as possible and provide services to you so you can still stay with your spouse.
And the great thing about that is you're able to stay together. And if one of the spouse, you know, one of the two has to be moved, I guess, to be by themselves more so, that can be done. But yeah, you can still eat every meal together. You can still see each other, watch TV every day. So there's a lot of benefits to this for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, this is, I don't know if it's a relatively new idea, but I don't remember it being around in the 90s. I mean, stuff like this, to me, I didn't start seeing it in Tennessee until, I guess, about 2000 or so.
Yeah, that's about right. Senior living, unfortunately, known to the more of the sandwich generation, is more looked at as a nursing home. So what we're trying to do is really educate the community on what senior living really is we're not a nursing home. We're just your home away from home. People bring in their own furniture. You can paint. You can do whatever you want to make sure that that's your home. Unfortunately, in a nursing home, you can't really do that anymore. So that's really our overall goal, is just that you're moving to a new home.
And what we're seeing right now here in Rutherford County, we're seeing a huge increase in the baby boomer population as far as them aging. And that's going to obviously continue to occur. Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of folks who are baby boomers, and they're getting up there to 65 to 70 or so. And they're starting to think about different ideas on where they should be living because they want less to maintain. They want to be able to easily get away without worrying about somebody breaking into their house. All of that stuff, I'm sure, plays a role in making a decision to move somewhere like the Crossing at Victory Station.
I'm more so working with the adult children, looking for that location for their parents so they can still continue to work but still continue to be a part of their life. I tell families every single day that it's your job to enjoy your family members, not be their caretakers. Let us do that job, and you enjoy your loved ones.
You know, I think that's a really good point, because we don't want to remember mom or dad as being that person that we had to take care of. I mean, those are things that, you know, you don't want to really go through in life. Instead, you want to remember them for all the fun things that you did with them, as opposed to, you know, helping them medically speaking.
Right. It's very difficult for a lot of adult children, because they feel, well, mom and dad took care of me for so long, it's my job to continue to take care of them. Well, you are still taking care of them, but you're putting them in a good environment where they're able to live there and be happy and be safe. And you can come in and enjoy holidays and lunches and dinners where you're not having to cook those meals, or you're not having to do your assistance in daily living. Just let us take care of that, and you worry about being their family member.
Again, Joy Ash with us with the Crossings at Victory Station, and they are the presenting sponsor for this year's Alzheimer's Walk. And with us as well from the Alzheimer's Association, Michelle Thomas. And Michelle, again, what is the date for this year's walk?
It's November the 11th, which is Veterans Day. So we're excited about that, because we can give flags out to our walkers so that we can march through the streets of Murfreesboro so that people can see us and wave our flags and honor our veterans who have dementia, because that is actually a highly popular thing among soldiers and veterans. Dementia is definitely running rampant through there as well. So
we've got so many veterans here in our community, especially with the York VA Medical Campus being here in town. And that's another aging population, you know. All the veterans who are in our area who were in Vietnam, for example, we've got a lot of Vietnam veterans here.
Yeah, we do. And so we're hoping that a lot of facilities and assisted livings will bring their veterans that are able to come, and we're going to honor them and put them up in the front so that people can see, this is our veterans who also have dementia, and this is who we're trying to honor and who we're working so hard to find a cure for.
Are there opportunities for people to volunteer to be a part of the Alzheimer's Walk?
Yes, there are. They can email me at Michelle Thomas. It's mlthomas@alz.org. We're taking volunteers now. We still need walkers. Our goal is $350,000 this year. We raised $300,000 last year, so our goal this year is just $50,000 more. And we want to have 2,000 walkers. Last year we had 1,800 walkers, which is big. When I first started in 2013, we were only at 800 walkers, and now we're like almost at 2,000 walkers, which is pretty impressive, and which says also that this is a serious disease that people are really taking notice of and realize how it affects so many people in our area alone.
And it definitely does. I mean, you hear about Alzheimer's, it seems like now, on a regular basis, and in the past, you didn't used to hear about it as much.
Yeah, there is still a stigma, but I think the more people talk about this, that stigma just starts to fall away. I mean, same thing with cancer. Cancer started had a stigma. Mm-hmm. It was the big C word. No one really wanted to talk about it. You know, they whispered it. And we're hoping that no longer people will be whispering about Alzheimer's, that they'll stand up and say, this is what I'm fighting for, or what I'm having to deal with, and I don't have to be ashamed about it, and I want to fight for this disease to end it so that no one else has to suffer like how I'm suffering now.
And I guess with Alzheimer's, it's more than just, you know, having your memory disappear.
Yeah, that is definitely true. It is, I mean, that brain cell that tells you to swallow will no longer works. I mean, blinking, just simple things that you don't even think of, that brain cell just goes away, and so it affects just more than just your memories.
And this is why there's death with Alzheimer's.
Yes, it is. And most of the time it's not diagnosed until afterwards, a full diagnosis, and you can do an assessment and say this is what possibly is happening, but people don't really get a diagnosis until they do an autopsy. But more than likely, you know, if you're having the assessment done and it points that direction, and it is Alzheimer's.
So the body literally forgets to do things that keep you alive, and you obviously never realize that's happening.
No, you don't. And it's harder on the loved ones than I think it is on the actual Alzheimer's patients, because their patients don't know what's going on. I mean, they forget those kind of things, but seeing your loved one go through that is probably one of the hardest things that you ever have to witness. I think Seth Rogen says you don't know how bad Alzheimer's is until you actually have to live through it, and I think it's true. Until you see someone suffering, you never know how bad it is. You just think that it's just about forgetting memories, but it's so much more than that.
And I guess in the beginning stages, a lot of it is about forgetting things that you know, once held dear in your life.
Yeah. And people having to retire a little earlier. You know, some people are active, and someone locally who has early onset. He's in his 60s, but he forgot where he parked. Forgot where he parked his car. He's walking the greenway, and he forgot where he parked at. He used to do a lot of stuff with his hands and working, and he had to retire early, and so that left a little of a strain on his family figuring out how they're going to pay for things, because he was a breadwinner. Can you imagine you going from the breadwinner to like having to depend on your wife who worked part time maybe, and then you have to wait for a long you have to wait for disability to take an effect, and it takes a little longer time than you know when you first. So you're in that kind of, it's just a lot of issues that go in that nobody ever thinks about when they're going through this stuff. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it can be tough for sure. If somebody wants to get more information on Alzheimer's, what website do they go to?
They go to alz.org. We also have help. You know, there's a support groups online. We have support groups locally as well. But if some people who don't want to be around other people at the moment, they're still kind of embarrassed by the situation, we have all kinds of support groups online. They can have little groups and meet and talk to each other. You can find out the statistics. You can call our 800 number, which is 800-272-3900. And that's a 24-hour, 7 days a week helpline. And even at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, they can talk to some live social workers who can walk them through things that they're going through.
And if you want to go to a local support group, we are starting this month in September. We will be hosting them at our community. So if you do have any questions, feel free to call the Crossings at Victory Station, and we will be happy to tell you when we do have those dates.
Now, these support groups obviously very important, because right now, some families, I'm sure, are caring for a loved one who has Alzheimer's 24/7. They get no rest whatsoever. They're having a hard time, I would guess. So these support groups are a place to kind of compare notes. Hey, we did this. It worked for us. Or maybe even, hey, here's how we got out of town and got a break.
Right.
Yeah. We do have some grants, respite grants, where people can apply for so they can have like if they want to leave their loved one with, or have someone come into their home to take care of their loved one, we do have support respite grants for people like that. You know, just like mindful care, you can pay for those kind of things, which is an adult daycare services, and so they can watch your loved ones while you go out and run errands, and we have those kind of respite grants to pay for that as well. So
that is so needed.
Yeah,
I guess from the outside looking in, for somebody who doesn't have a family member with Alzheimer's at this point, they don't fully understand the reasoning for, like, let's say an adult care service of some kind. They don't understand fully the reason for having mom or dad or your grandparents live elsewhere and move out of their regular house. I mean, they don't fully understand until they go through it, I guess.
Yeah. Caregivers are, I think it's 90% likely to become clinically depressed by taking care of their loved ones who have Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. So that, I mean, you're going to literally, it's like taking away your livelihood if you don't take care of yourself. So you have to take care of yourself. That's like the number one rule of caregivers. You have to take care of yourself and find that time for yourself. So you need to rely on those people that can come into your home and take care of mom or dad or your husband or your wife, so that you can take care of your body so that you don't become ill yourself.
Right.
Again with us this morning, Michelle Thomas with the Alzheimer's Association and Joy Ash with the Crossings of Victory Station. Now, Joy, if somebody listening wants to learn more about the Crossings, or if they want to maybe plan ahead, what do they need to do?
Just give me a call. My cell phone number is 615-900-6924. And I leave that open to families, especially that I have started working with. Just because you're upset, you get mad, you just need to vent. And you can call me, you can text me, I can help you through that. And then with our memory care open, we will be able to do that individualized care because we are only 32 rooms. We will be able to sit one-on-one. If your dad enjoyed woodworking, well, we want to make sure that we continue that legacy and let's sit down and let's do woodworking. Or your mom enjoys sewing, let us sit down and do hand over hand and let her still continue to do that. You know, I had one lady in a community that I worked with prior. She was 103. She was in our memory care unit, and she could beat anybody in our entire community in Scrabble. Mm-hmm. So really, games are things that they enjoyed doing growing up. They still can do. You music, just have to give them.
Music is another thing. That
absolutely.
They, like music, because it actually takes them back to a time, I guess, especially the old, like Elvis and Sinatra, all that, those take them back to a time when they were vibrant and living, and they go to that time. And so music is definitely also something that facilities or in communities are doing as well.
There is nothing more magical to me than to see a loved one that suffers from Alzheimer's or dementia to put on those headphones.
And just light up.
And just light up. People that haven't spoken in months will hear that song and start singing it, and it is life changing.
It's kind of almost like I get a little teary eyed because I think about it, because just someone who's not been making any form of communication at all, and then they hear a song or especially a gospel song or something that just reminds them of time, and they even start mouthing the words, and some of them start singing. It's just a beautiful thing, and just lets you know that music transcends
and
all kinds
even,
of things.
Even I saw one guy the other day listen to his wedding song, and he just put his arms up and acted like he was dancing with his wife who passed years ago. It's amazing.
It's wild what music can do to somebody.
I know.
You know, in any situation, it seems like. But with Alzheimer's, I didn't know all of that.
Yeah, it's such amazing to see it happen. Their eyes light up and everything. It's just amazing to see that happen.
And just working, doing that individualized care and being able to work and to learn more about them. I do something called a life story, and that life story is going to tell me all about their kids and their grandkids and if they grew up on a farm. So when they have that agitation or feeling frustrated, you know, I can really talk to them and say, tell me about your daughter, Laura. Tell me what you enjoy doing, or tell me about the horses that you raised on the farm. And just to kind of bring them back, because they remember those memories. They may not remember the past 5 years, but the past 50 years, they still have some sort of knowledge where you can just spark that one thing and just make them come alive again.
That's pretty neat. Now, what is the Crossing? What are they doing right now? I mean, what's taking place for the Crossing right now?
So right now we're in pre-sales. So we are located in the, what's called the Swanson Mansion, which is right on Franklin Road behind us in Federal Credit Union. And really right now we're just educating families, telling them what we're going to bring to this community and how we can better serve them.
And for those that don't know where the construction's taking place, it's fairly close to Blackman Elementary School. Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of where it is
it
exactly.
It is. Our address is 211 Fortress Boulevard. So once you're going, if you're coming from Franklin Road, as soon as you take a right at that light or a left, right behind the gas station, a lot of people think it's an apartment complex because it is huge, but it is not. It is a senior living. And then if you're coming from Medical Center Parkway, if you're just going towards, like you're headed towards Franklin Road, it will be right there on your right past Blackman Elementary School. And we are working with a lot of local businesses as well here in Murfreesboro, just doing education, such as I've worked with a lot of real estate agents because they don't know when they go to sell somebody's house, they're ready to move, they're ready to transition. They don't know the options. So just like me going in and trying to do real estate every day, that's not my job. And they're not really educated on what we do. So I've been sitting with them and just educating them on how I can help in those next steps.
So Joy, when you decide you want to move into, like, let's say for example, the Crossings at Victory Station, are you buying like a condominium? What are you doing?
No. So we are not a buy-in community. We are month to month. So really we're able to work with families with that little bit more of a lesser income where you don't have to come in and buy a unit in our independent living. You are able to pay month by month.
So there are a lot of advantages there, it sounds like. Are you also able to choose what services you want from the beginning?
Yes. So with our independent living, it does say, you know, you have to be 100% independent, but we are offering what's called Independent Plus, where we will be able to provide that care with our caregivers. Our staff in assisted living will be able to come over to our independent living and provide services if need be. And we are actually the only community with 24/7 concierge, and we will have 24/7 nursing as well. So let's say you're in independent living and you do need something, you can simply go to our front desk and get a caregiver over there, or you will have pull cords available in your room as well.
Sounds good. Again, Joy Ash with us this morning with the Crossings at Victory Station. What is the website for that?
It is thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
I couldn't figure that out.
That's easy enough.
Michelle Thomas is also with us today with the Alzheimer's Association. Again, the walk coming up November 11th this year. And where will it be again?
It'll be at MTSU. We've grown so much that there's not really any place that can house us all at one time. So we have quite a few people, sponsors, and quite a few teams already registered, so we're hoping to have more people. We definitely want to have veterans there to support other veterans who with Alzheimer's or the form of dementia.
And registration's at 8 a.m.?
Registration's at 8 a.m. You can register online, though. We prefer you to do it online earlier because this way it just...
Then you're prepared.
Yeah, and it doesn't cause a bottleneck in the front of the soccer field. It's at the soccer and track field.
So to register online, what is that website?
It's alz.org/ I don't know which one.
I think it's
walk. I never can get that. Let me try that again. alz.org/walk. And I just want to say, to toot our own horn a little bit, because I like to do that. Out of 622 walks all across the country, the Rutherford County Walk finished 56 in the country. So that is huge.
That's awesome.
I mean, that is really big. It also says that there's people out there raising less money than us, and we need to raise more money for research. But it is pretty big to be number 56 in the entire
country. And we have a lot of events going on now in Murfreesboro for the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah, we
too.
Do. I know. I think we've made awareness a little bit more in Murfreesboro, since I took over, but just because I want to make sure that was like a twofold thing. I had to raise money, but also create awareness for the disease because in order to raise money, I needed to make sure that people understood that this is a disease that's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Until we get some research dollars for that.
Right.
So I think we've created some awareness. We've been in several newspapers. People have actually contacted us for different events and stuff. So we feel like we have a position in Rutherford County now that we're not on the back burner, that we're in the forefront of things.
You know, Michelle, if somebody listening has maybe a group they're a member of, a part of, can they have you come out to talk more about Alzheimer's if they feel that that would be important for them?
Absolutely. I would love to go and speak to I love to talk. So I love to go speak to different groups and tell them, you know, get the myths out, tell them the 10 warning signs, whatever, you know, businesses or groups or church groups or whatever. I definitely would love to talk. If not, my co-worker Tiffany could come in to talk, but we definitely would love that. There's no registration fee. I want to say that. So people always think, oh, there's a registration fee so that everyone has to register. We do not have a registration fee because we encourage people to fundraise for us because we make more money that way for research. So we want people to sign up, get a team together and get together, and they don't have to raise any money unless their heart chooses so. But we definitely want people just to be there also just to create awareness and to have people, like-minded people in there for the common goal, you know. So.
And we also have that information if you'd like to join the Crossings at Victory Station team. It is located on Facebook. So if you just go to Facebook and type in the name of our community, you will be able to click there and register to be a part of our team.
Okay, so you need more team members.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, definitely.
So go to Facebook, type in the Crossings at Victory Station, should pull it up, and just send you a message or something.
Yeah, well, there's a little icon on there that says to join our team.
Okay.
For the walk.
Yeah, we're super excited to be partnering with the Crossings at Victory Station, so...
Yeah. Sounds good. Again, yeah. This big walk for the Alzheimer's Association coming up November 11th right here in Murfreesboro. And again, Michelle Thomas and also Joy Ash with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.